It's 6:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The newly approved Moderna COVID vaccine arrived in Colorado this week. Some of it went to Fort Carson, the Army base near Colorado Springs. Sergeant Brittany Kuppenhaver at the on-base hospital was among the first there to receive the vaccine.
My number one thing is to protect the safety of not only our staff, but their families. I work on a floor where my staff is in close contact with COVID. So I want to make sure that when they leave here, that they're also safe in protecting their families.
Governor Polis is facing new pressure to revise his vaccine priorities. CPR's Andrew Kenny has more.
A group of 10 local nonprofits and charities wants vaccines to reach homeless shelters and services sooner. Here's Kathy Alderman with the Colorado Coalition for the Homeless.
Shelters are one of the bigger congregate settings with people coming and going. So if the virus begins to spread, it's going to spread quickly to a lot of people.
In a letter, the Denver Homeless Leadership Council asked the governor to vaccinate frontline shelter staff in phase one and include people experiencing homelessness in phase two. An earlier version of Colorado's plan originally gave some priority to people at shelters alongside other group living facilities like jails and prisons. But the final plan appears to have erased that status. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
Disability advocates are involved in the round of vaccine distribution expected to focus on higher risk populations. KRCC's Elena Rivera reports.
Kenny Mastis lives in Prowers County and works with the Colorado Cross Disability Coalition. He's been a part of state groups working on health equity responses to COVID-19 since April. Mastis has a disability himself. He says being a part of these groups has helped him stay informed about how the state's response might affect him and others in the county.
I'm a single dad. I've got a 16-year-old son that lives with me and that I got to take care of for a long, long time yet.
Mastis says most of his current work focuses on community outreach about vaccines and how they will help slow the spread of the virus. I'm Elena Rivera, KRCC News.
A family-owned business in Arvada is giving away Christmas trees today. That's at Ector's Garden Center. Julie Ector is a store manager.
It makes the holiday that much more special. And with all of the hardships this year, I think it's just that little extra joy that we can add into people's life right now.
They're also giving away tree stands and decorations donated by customers. This is CPR News.